What have I learned from hitting 100 podcast episodes? A lot. And I'm going to sum it up all in this episode. So tune in and learn what it's like to host a podcast, how I leaned into my fear to get this podcast up and running, and 3 major lessons from hitting 100 episodes. Lessons that you can apply to everything that you do. Now, before we start, have you downloaded my free training yet? Head over to rubyfremond.com and download my CPR training to help you shift from stuck to momentum so you can bring your message to the masses. And finally, whether you're new to this podcast or you are a loyal thought leader, please make sure to take a moment to drop a rating and review on iTunes. Now it is time to dive into this very, very special edition of Thursday's Thought because it is the 100th episode. Welcome to today's Thought Leader, where I'm challenging you to rise up, speak up, and create a movement. I'm your host, Ruby Fremon, and I'm here as a catalyst for you, the new generation of thought leaders. I'm a kick-ass life coach, a bullshit detector, and courageous communicator. I'll show you how to gain visibility, build a cult following, and create impact while increasing your income. Join me every week as I dive into raw and real conversations that will help you amplify your presence, influence, and impact. It's time to unapologetically do what you're here to do and do it your way. So get ready, thought leaders, and let's make shit happen. Hey, thought leaders, it is episode 100. Can you fucking believe it? Because I barely can. I can't believe that I've hit 100 episodes. First and foremost, if you have been here since the beginning, thank you so much. Thank you so much for tuning in for 100 episodes. Thank you so much for believing in this mission, for being part of this movement. Thank you. And if you are new to today's thought leader, or you've just joined in maybe a few months back, thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. I find it super ironic that today, for today's episode, for episode 100, I want to talk about lessons from hitting 100 episodes. And what's funny is that all of these lessons kind of came crashing down on me when I was thinking about what I was going to talk about on episode 100. See, it's the week of this release, FYI. This episode gets released on Thursday and it's Monday and I'm recording it. And not only that, but it's like Monday late afternoon and I'm doing this. I never normally leave things till the last minute. If you know anything about Virgos or double Virgos, because I am a double Virgo, you'd know that this is very, very not normal for me. But I was leaving it to the last minute because I was putting so much pressure on myself for episode 100. Like, episode 100, holy shit, it needs to be something fucking amazing, something spectacular, something mind-blowing because it's episode 100. And all of that pressure that I was putting on myself just kept me stuck. It kept me from actually taking action on recording the damn episode. And this is what we do to ourselves, right? We put so much pressure on ourselves that we get overwhelmed. And if you think about pressure, I mean, the word pressure itself means like a weight, right? There's a weight put on you. Visualize yourself as a pressure cooker. It's like not opening the steam valve and you're just putting all this pressure on yourself and it weighs you down. It weighs you down. So you go into fight, flight, or freeze. And most people will fall into the freeze category where we get so overwhelmed that we just don't take action, right? And maybe you've been there, or maybe you are there right now. Maybe there's something that you've been wanting to take action on, but you're putting so much pressure on yourself to perform that one thing that you're feeling overwhelmed and you're keeping yourself stuck in inaction. Well, my fellow thought leaders, this episode is for you. Really though, I just found it so ironic that this was the case and this is how things are panning out and this is what's happening. I mean, of course, things always happen as they need to happen and everything needed to happen this way for me to like learn my fucking lessons. So let me tell you a bit more about what it's been like to do 100 episodes of a podcast. When I first started the podcast, it was really just a way for me to widen my impact, to expand my ripple of impact, and to touch more lives, to ignite more leaders. That was really the intention behind the podcast. You know, I've been on social media forever. I've been on Twitter since the day it started. That's not a lie. That's the truth. I'm like old school on Twitter. I secured I Am Ruby. Do you know how hard that kind of shit is to get? I was on Facebook almost as immediately after it was released. I was on MySpace before that. I mean, I've been on social media. My former business was social media marketing agency. That stuff felt easy for me. The idea of doing a podcast felt challenging. It felt super challenging because one, it's audio only. If anything, I'm used to doing videos and I feel most comfortable on videos, and that's what my audience is used to seeing me on. This was like a big fucking challenge. And there's like millions of podcasts already out there doing amazing things, hitting the top charts. And here I am. And at the time I was like, I'm just like this little nobody coming out to create a podcast. Who am I to do this? Who's going to listen to me? And I did it anyways. I did it because it scared me. I did it because it felt like a challenge that I had yet to take. And I love challenges. I mean, it's the reason why I've been able to get to where I'm at in my journey. It's the reason why I was able to navigate through my healing, through my sobriety, through everything. It's because I started to create a relationship with challenges. I started to get, I wouldn't even say comfortable, but comfortable with the idea of facing my fears, because I realized that the more I faced my fears, the more I confronted my fears, the more I expanded, the more I grew as an individual, as a leader, the more I learned about myself and about what it is that I'm here to do. And so launching the podcast was just this other challenge for me to take on, a challenge that made me face my fears, feeling like I wasn't good enough compared to all the other podcasts out there, fear of judgment, like who's she to be doing this podcast? What does she know? It was just a way for me to come face to face with all of these things. And yes, I've definitely come face to face with all of these things. I mean, it's not easy. I think a lot of people assume that having a podcast is easy. And for those of you listening who have podcasts, you know it's not easy. This shit is a whole other commitment on top of all your other commitments that you have. It's, you know, one day a week minimum of recording, and then having a team, because I'd rather outsource this shit, to edit and to distribute, creating the artwork, which I do, having my assistant create some of the other shareable items for social media for my guests, reaching out to guests, finding the right guests. And then also between all of that, because you have a podcast, you get bombarded with fucking emails from everyone and anyone who wants to get on your podcast. And so you have to vet through all those emails. So there's a lot that goes behind the scenes of creating, hosting, producing a podcast that, I'm not sure a lot of people are aware of. And so even that, like to take that on top of everything else that I do, working with my clients one-on-one and in my groups, creating content, the video content that I create as well as the social media content, speaking, all of the things that go in between all of that, planning my events, like this was a whole other beast to take on. So for those of you, for my fellow podcasters, I feel you, I see you, and I know what this is like. And to those who didn't know what goes on behind the scenes, now you know. So with all of that being said, it has been quite the journey. It's been an incredible learning experience, to say the least. And there are three lessons that really stand out. And I was thinking about this last night before going to bed. Like I said, I left this till the last minute. I was like, what are like the biggest lessons I've really learned from recording 100 episodes of my podcast? And they came to me immediately. So I want to share those lessons with you because they they can be translated into all other areas of your life. So the first lesson is commitment counts. People nowadays give up far too easy. You know, like you create a commitment to something, and then when things get really tough, or you experience hardships, or you get faced with a bunch of no's, like rejection, it's really easy to listen to your inner critic, that voice inside your hell, that inside your head that's telling you all the shit that you're doing wrong. It's also really easy to fall back into old patterns, right? So maybe your old negative patterns start to come up, procrastination, laziness, avoidance, numbing out, whatever it is. Because when things get tough, we get triggered. And then when that happens, we quit. And that's what we're seeing nowadays. We're seeing so many people quitting on their dreams, on their missions, because it feels easier to quit than to stay committed. What is more difficult, or what feels more difficult, is to keep going despite adversity, to keep going despite not hitting your target numbers, to keep going despite the judgments, to keep going despite all the bullshit that's being thrown your way. That's what's difficult. And if we use entrepreneurship as an example, these are true stats that I'm going to read to you. 80% of entrepreneurs quit in their first year of business. 80 fucking percent. Okay. And then 50% of entrepreneurs actually survive 5 years of business. I'm really proud to say that I'm one of those 50% that survived. But really, this comes down to commitment. How committed are you to writing your book? How committed are you to leading your mission? How committed are you to making your voice heard? How committed are you to standing out? How committed are you to serving your audience? How committed are you to creating a legacy? How committed are you to creating your own movement? Because if you're not committed, if you're not like 100% in, you're not in, you're not committed. There is no kind of sort of committed. There is no such thing as that. You're either in or you're out. And for me, you know, to have reached 100 episodes, that's a feat in itself, despite having never hit any of the fucking charts. Like, I'm not even in like the three digits on iTunes USA or Canada. Like, I'm in the thousands somewhere that it cannot be counted in the charts. But I don't give a fuck. You know, for me, this is just a platform for me to connect with my community and to spread my message. And I am positive that one day, I will hit the charts. FYI, your ratings and reviews help. But I don't do this for that. You know, commitment counts, and you got to get clear on why you're doing this for commitment to count. I'm not doing this to hit a top chart, although that would be amazing. Again, ratings and reviews, please, and downloads. But I'm in this to spread my message. I'm in this to ignite more purpose-driven souls to have the courage to step into leadership, to step into their missions, to embody their purpose. Like, that is more important to me, which is why it's easy for me to stay committed despite not having reached any of the top charts. So commitment counts. Like, take an audit of your life right now and really look at all the ways in which you're committed and maybe not committed. You know, maybe you're committed to your excuses more than you are to the thing that you really want to be committed to. So think about that. The second lesson I have learned from hitting 100 episodes is done is better than perfect. So this one goes out to all my fellow perfectionists. What's up? Newsflash, actually, you probably already know this. Perfectionism will always hold you back, right? We've all, as perfectionists, we've all experienced this before. Like, perfectionism will always hold you back. Yes, we want to do things well. You know, we do want to do things well. I'm not saying strive for like shitty content, or like shitty service. Just do it. Just fucking do it, right? Because what is perfect anyways? perfect is a perception. And whose perception? How we perceive perfect? How others perceive perfect? I mean, it's an ongoing battle that you'll never, ever win. So what I've learned is done is better than perfect. Like, just do the damn thing and perfect as you go. And I've done this in every aspect of my business. I remember when I first started coaching, I actually started coaching while I was still getting my certification so that I could start to gain confidence in coaching. And while I was seeing people online creating packages and all sorts of things, I was like, fuck it. Like, I'm just going to do these one-off calls and talk to people for free and figure it out as I go. And I did. And that's really how I built my business. I started offering one-on-one coaching calls for free. And then I created a group program for very little money. Would put people into the group program for free and some paid. And I would just perfect as I went. Like, I would just learn things and apply and integrate and learn and apply and integrate and fail along the way. But I would learn and apply and integrate. Videos, the same thing. I remember doing my first YouTube videos way, way back in the day. Oh my God, I can't even look at it today. I can't even look at it. But for me, what was important when I first started doing videos on YouTube is I didn't see YouTube as doing YouTube videos as a way for me to, I didn't do it to gain followers. Although, again, like, having subscribers is awesome. But I did it to get my message out there. That was important for me. And I kept doing it. I stayed consistent. I did it. I did it over and over and over again. And they got better. I got better. Right? So if you're finding yourself stuck in a space of inaction, understand that it is you and only you that is keeping yourself there. So done is better than perfect. Okay? Whatever it is that you're sitting on waiting to make perfect, just fucking do the damn thing. Okay? So the third lesson I learned from hitting 100 episodes is repetition creates mastery. Now, I am not a master at podcasting, far from it. I'll be the first to admit that. But I also don't sit here and expect to be a master at something before doing it. You know, I think a lot of people fear judgment so much or fear being seen like an imposter so much that they want to try and master something before putting it out there. You know, like I've had clients who will try and get this degree and that certificate and this finish this certification and then do another certification until they actually start to put themselves out there to do the work that they know they're here to do. And when they do that, it's like they still don't have the validation that they needed because that validation comes from within. You create the confidence to do the work that you're here to do through a repetition. You create mastery through repetition. You're not going to master something right away, right? But if you do it enough times, if you are willing to learn as you go and you're willing to shift and evolve along the way, you will eventually master it. You know, I did my 3-day event, Amplified Soul Live, 3 years in a row. I did it. The last time was this February 2019, and I retired that specific event, Amplified Soul Live. And each event, each year was better than the last, with the third event being the fucking best. Now, I'm not saying I'm a master at events, but am I a lot better than I was the first time I ran it? For sure. And did the experience get better? For sure. You know, the same thing with coaching. The more that I coach, the more I begin to master the skill and the art of coaching. And again, I'm not trying to claim that I'm a master in anything. I am on a journey of mastery in a lot of things. And that journey requires repetition. It requires doing the thing over and over and over again, despite feeling like you're failing, despite feeling like you're not hitting your goals, like despite all the bullshit that you keep telling yourself, like just keep fucking doing it. Okay. The mastery will come. Just do it. So the three lessons, and you can see how they all kind of fit in with each other. So the three lessons from hitting 100 episodes are commitment counts. Okay. Don't fucking give up. Just keep going. Okay. Keep going. Done is better than perfect. Okay, don't let your perfectionism hold you back. Just fucking do the damn thing. And then repetition creates mastery. Don't expect to be a master at something right away. Repeat it over and over and over and over again to create that mastery. So those are my three lessons from hitting 100 episodes. 100 episodes. It's crazy. It's so fucking crazy. And I'm super excited for what's to come because the guests are only getting better. I've gotten better at podcasting. That I can say for certain. I'm a lot more comfortable on the mic in this format. And the podcast is going to keep getting better. Now, if you have guests that you would love to see featured on the podcast for the next few episodes, please hit me up on Instagram or Twitter. My handle is @IamRuby. If you have topics that you would like me to cover or questions that you want me to answer, please drop me a line. Again, my handle is @IamRuby, and I'll even give you a shout out on the podcast. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining me on this 100th episode of Today's Thought Leader, where I'm challenging you to rise up, speak up, and create a movement. Please remember to drop a rating and review on iTunes, and maybe I'll shout you out for that too. Actually, that could be fun. And again, like if you have any suggestions, questions, or anything, or you just want to say what's up, just want to say hi, or you want to say congrats on hitting 100 episodes, that'd be nice. Drop me a line at @IamRuby on IG and Twitter. I'll be back Monday with a brand new episode of Today's